The Compliance Perspectives podcast is sponsored by Protiviti, a global consulting firm serving the healthcare industry. Learn more at Protiviti.com. Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from London is Dr. Ian Peters, who's director of the Institute of Business Ethics. And today we're going to be talking about their 2021 Ethics at Work study. This is a study that they do every 3 years. We had a conversation with his predecessor 3 years ago about it, and really interested in learning more about what they've seen that's changed and what they see as staying the same. So first of all, Ian, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're very welcome, Adam, and I look forward to our conversation.
As am I. Now, there appears to be some very good news here in the study when it comes to ethics. Only a small minority, just 11%, felt pressure to compromise the organization's standards of ethical conduct, and only 18% were aware of misconduct at work. And what's also great is the data seems to indicate, at least to me, that the numbers have dropped since the last time you did the research. What can compliance and ethics teams take away from this data?
Well, that's absolutely right, Adam. We have seen a significant improvement across the piece, really, on the survey, and that's really reassuring. So, the percentage, 11% that felt pressured to compromise the organization's standards, that was down from 15% in 2018. What we think we're seeing here is Well, it's a number of things, but particularly from the point of view of compliance and ethics practitioners, it shows that it's working. It shows that the effort that's going into the development of comprehensive ethics and compliance programs in their organizations is having effect. And I think that in itself reflects the fact that organizations are much more in tune now with the impact that they have on their stakeholders, with the importance of having clear purpose and values, and then that cascading down through the way they deal with their employees, with their people.
Well, and it's, as you said, great to see that sort of all this years of work is starting to come to fruition. Now, when it comes to employees speak up, though, there was some data that was really positive and some that was not. You know, on average, the report, as I read it, said 50% reported that they raised a concern with management or another appropriate person, which is a really high number, I would think. 67% were very or fairly satisfied with the response. But at the same time, 43% reported experiencing a personal disadvantage or retaliation as a result, which is quite alarming. So what's going on and what is keeping more employees from speaking up? Is it that 43% or something else?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is that we still have quite some way to go on speak up. It's very much at the heart of ethics and compliance policies in organizations. And most organizations, certainly of any significant size, will now have a speak up process. They may use an external helpline. And that's all great. But actually, we are still seeing significant retaliation. People being put at a disadvantage when they do blow the whistle or speak up. And that's not good, because, of course, that sends out a message to people that are thinking of speaking up that, well, you know, hey, am I going to be subject to bad treatment? How is my manager going to treat me? How are my colleagues going to treat me? How is this going to be received? And what if it gets out? You know, I might think I'm speaking up confidentially. But in practice, that may not be the case. So what we need here is real reassurance provided to employees that their organizations not only take speak up very seriously, but have a zero tolerance policy on retaliation. And then organizations need to follow that through. The other thing actually to say is that a lot of employees still think nothing will be done if they speak up. So it's important that we explain what happens when you speak up, and that we give examples of things being done about it. And organizations are beginning to do that, but we still clearly have a long way to go. I think that 43% experiencing retaliation is quite a shocking result and very concerning.
It is, and it does raise questions about perceptions of management by employees. You know, how ethically do they think management is these days, you know, given these numbers? And relatedly, how, you know, I'm curious, how have the numbers changed since the last survey in this measure? Are we doing better or are we doing worse?
Well, overall, we are doing better, again, reflective of the other results in the survey. So, you know, one of the questions we ask is does your line manager set a good example of ethical business behavior? And we found that 71% said that they felt their manager did, and that's compared with 64% 3 years ago. So that clearly is an improvement, and that's consistent across a number of questions that we did ask. However, and this is rather important, we also found that there was an increased number of employees who felt that their line manager rewards employees who get good results, even if they bend the rules, even if they use unethical or ethically questionable practices. And that was up at 32% from 27%, so up 5% on 3 years ago. Even more concerning is those organizations with an ethics program, a recognizable ethics program, the percentage that felt that their manager would reward people who bent the rules was even higher at over 50%. So I think what we're seeing here is generally the perception of the organization has improved. But when it comes down to on the ground, what do I see in practice, then it's not quite so good. What we have to see is more walking the talk and doing what we say, not just saying it and not doing it.
Well, and it speaks to the issue that's often discussed, the tone at the top. There's been tremendous progress. The question is the tone at the middle. You know, are those managers in the middle ground sort of squeezed between management objectives and employees on the other side and having to hit so many goals, willing to operate ethically, or are they feeling pressure and encouraging others to sort of bend the rules to get where they need to be? Now, there would be no podcast in this era if we didn't refer to the pandemic. Overall, what did the survey show, if anything, about the impact that the pandemic has had? And, you know, to the extent that you know, what do you think has been driving what numbers you have?
Well, again, you know, we consistent with the rest of the survey, we saw a significant improvement. 37% said that ethical standards in their organization had improved following the pandemic. And only 8% said they'd worsened. And again, organizations with a recognizable ethics program, that improvement was at 57%. So we do seem to have seen a positive result here, and I think what it reflects is having gone through the pandemic, organizations have realized that they've had to demonstrate a duty of care to their employees. There's been a lot of issues around mental health, people working from home, people worried about their families, people worried about their jobs, and most organizations have responded very positively to that and have supported their employees and kept in touch and kept the communication channels open. At the same time, employees have responded very positively and shown that they can be trusted to work from home or work in difficult circumstances. And they've really paid back the efforts that their employers have made. So that improved mutual trust, I think, is what's at the heart of this. And it's great to see that it has improved the perceptions of employees of how they're being treated by their employers. Of course, you know, it's the risk is that then all drifts away as we come out of the pandemic, but hopefully we'll be able to hang on some of it, and certainly in terms of the trust that's been seen, that people can be trusted to work from home, they will go the extra mile, they'll put in extra hours. That's I think been a real revelation.
Well, I think one of the other things that's be interesting to see is all the sort of myriad subtler things about how we treat people and what work ethos are. You know, for years, it was a sign of commitment that you showed up to work sick, and there was the expectation that that was a demonstration of commitment. And, you know, we're now entering an era where that's a demonstration of irresponsibility. And it'll be interesting to see what else changes. Now, the survey addresses employee concerns about the future of the workplace, which is really a topic we've already started addressing in this conversation, is what's going to happen next. Yep. Can you share what the workers are feeling?
So it is. It's almost the flip side to what we've just been talking about. Of course, there's quite a lot of apprehension about what happens next. And we found that 44% of employees were worried about loss of interpersonal interaction, you know, with their workmates, partly because of the effects of lockdown and the way in which that's affected their relationships, but also what happens next. You know, how much of this will be working from home, continuing, and the increased use of technology, which in many ways facilitates, you know, our Zoom calls, our Teams calls, etc. That means, of course, many organisations are now saying, well, we're reducing our travel budgets. And of course, you know, one of the things that's going on while I'm speaking to you in the UK is COP26. And, you know, organizations are also looking, of course, at their carbon footprints. But this, of course, can also then have an impact on employees who don't get to meet their colleagues, whether within their workplace or in their other networks, the professional networks that many of them engage in, attending conferences and so on. So I think, you know, that's a significant concern. And then that moves on to concerns about things like artificial intelligence and how that will affect them in the future. And worrying that artificial intelligence may well replace their jobs and their roles. So not surprisingly, that's a worry. About 41% were concerned about that. And similar numbers worried about discrimination or bias in the workplace, again, around 40%. Now, that probably in part reflects, you know, a significant profile for the Black Lives Matter movement, which clearly has been a massive event, if you like, and also the Me Too movement, and it's increasingly front of mind when it comes to ethics in organizations, and it's interesting that also was very high on their list of concerns and worries.
Well, and it's a good reminder that as all-encompassing as the pandemic has seemed to be, there are other issues out there. You know, some are there that predate it, some that we had new focus on during it, and others that will arise, and that you don't want to have too much of a tunnel vision as we go through the next era, whatever it may be. We all do need to keep our eyes open wide, looking to the horizon and also looking side to side to see what else may be there. Well, Ian, thank you so much for sharing these insights with us today. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Schurteil from SCCE and ATCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.